Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning there, beloved ones, and welcome to the Daily Inspirational Show, sponsored by the Holistic Ministry. And I am Minister James Browning, and I'm broadcasting live this morning from Phoenix, Arizona. Welcome to all of my old listeners who've been tuned in for the last couple of weeks to the new Daily Show. Thank you for coming back. And for all the new listeners who are tuning in this morning for the first time, welcome. And hopefully you will become an old listener, too. We really enjoy doing the show. And I'm setting in this morning for Reverend Taiwo Inman, who is now doing some ministerial work. He has a relative that's in hospice, and so he's working on seeing that she has a smooth transition. So all praise to Reverend Taiwo and his family. We send them prayers and thoughts of misgrievement, and just to keep them positive and keep them moving in the right direction. Okay? So thank you. Thank you, Brown Reverend T. Miss you this morning. Okay. Let's get on with today's show, because it's one that is really interesting show. Do positive thinking really work? Yeah. How about that? Today, I know mostly all of your life you've been told that thinking positive and keeping positive thoughts in relation to anything that's going on in your life, and it would automatically work out. Isn't that what you've been told? Think positive and everything will work itself out. Well, I got to ask you a question, beloved one. How is that working out for you? How is that thought working out for you? That all you got to do is think positive and everything just turn magically just start happening, and life is at a smooth pace for you. Okay. Just like I thought, it's not working out that good just to be thinking positive. Now, when you were told to think positive, you only got half of the truth. Thinking positive is important, and thinking positive is necessary, but that is only half of the truth, beloved ones. You see, thinking positive without adding positive emotions mean nothing. Let me repeat that to you. Positive thoughts without having positive emotions will mean nothing, loved ones, nothing. You see, we manifest in our lives based on what we feel rather than what we think. Do you get that? It's about your feeling world. So when you're projecting a positive thought and you want something positive to happen, how are you feeling about it? Okay. That is when your heart chakra kicks in and your mind and heart work together. How are you emotionally feeling about that which you are desiring? That is where the key is to obtaining it. It comes from your feeling world, beloved one. So, yes, like I say, it's better to think positive than to think negative, but it is all about the feeling. So if you're speaking positive words, but inside you're holding some negativity or you're holding some doubt and inside of you, then that positive thinking on the outside means absolutely nothing. So you're not going to get anything out of that as long as you hold on to these emotions of not feeling good inside. So your feeling world is really the most important. You see, your feeling world is based on your vibrational frequency. And when you send out certain vibrational frequencies, loved ones, those frequencies are emitted from you, but then they go out into the universe and match up with what it is that you want to and you desire. That's all being created from the inside of you. Those emotional feelings coming outside of you will match up to your vibrational frequency. Everything has a frequency, beloved ones, because we are energy. We are energy, and everything is vibrating. Even those things which seem to be solid has an energy to it. If you look under the microscope glass, you will see this vibrational energy. Everything has energy to it. Money has a vibrational frequency. Love has a vibrational frequency. Health issues have a vibrational frequency. Everything has vibrational frequency. So your vibrational frequency to match up with the desires of your outside desires. And that comes from the inside where you're going through, you're having those feelings, loved ones. So that is what you need to do. For example, let me just give you an example of what I'm talking about this morning. Say, for instance, if you wanted a new car, see, what you need to do, you have to have a clear picture of what you really want, first of all. And it's not only car. You can implement it and put anything else in the place of car. But if you wanted a new car this morning, you would have to be willing to really have a clear picture of what you want to show up for you, what you want, okay? If you have a clear picture of what you want, then that car will show up even faster. I mean, when I say have a clear picture of the car, know what color it is. Know what color you want your car to be. Know what your interior you want to be. Know what year you want it to be. And know what you want to pay for it. If you have a clear understanding of all those things and those things are inside of you and you feeling that about that car, then your possibility of having that car to materialize in your physical world has just increased by a good 80% just by you basing on those things, knowing what you want, knowing the more detail you have about it, the more you can hone it in and the more that you can bring it into your physical vibrational frequency, loved one. So one has to be able to visualize what they want as well, because visualization will help you to feel inside of you, because every time you use your creative visualization, you are emotionally attaching yourself to that dream and that desire. So that feeling is building up inside of you what it is that you're truly wanting to bring about, you know? So that's why you have to have a feeling inside of, because that feeling is going to be the key to sending those vibrational frequencies out into the physical universe. And those are going to bring you back what you have desiring, okay? Now, along with that, now you know, okay, yes, yeah, so you should think positive, but positive thinking is only one part of it. The positive feeling, which is the most important, one of the most important parts of it, is absolutely necessary. And the third part of it is that one must feel they deserve it. Beloved ones, you do not get anything in your life that you do not feel that you deserve. Whether good, bad, or indifferent, you are based on what you feel you deserve. The universe will give you what you emotionally feel you deserve. So if you do not feel like you deserve a good car, you don't feel you deserve a good relationship, you don't feel that you deserve good health, then guess what? You will not get those things to show up in your life, because it's about what you feel you deserve. Yes, you got to think positive. That's good. You got to feel positive, which is even more important. And number three, you got to feel as if you deserve what it is that you want to have. So today, when you clarify your desires, what it is that your goals, your aspiration, you ask yourself and you about how you're thinking about it, how you're feeling about it, and do I really deserve it, okay? And you need to get clarity of that, beloved one, because if you're not feeling deserving, it's not going to show up. I don't care how much you think about it or feel about it. It's about you feeling that you deserve to have what you need in your life, okay? You are the one to do that. So you're, that's all based on your vibrational frequencies that you're putting out. You have to make sure that you are feeling like, hey, I deserve this and I should have it. And in reality, be able to have the things you desire? You know, unless there's a blockage somewhere inside of your subconscious thinking process that you don't feel that you deserve it, you don't live up to it. You may want a new job, but deep down inside, you're not feeling confident or you're feeling you deserve this new job. You know, I don't know what happened in your life in your past that makes you feel undeserving, but something happened that made you feel not deserving about a beloved one. So now as you go through this day, now you got a clear understanding there. Yes, you're going to think positive, but yes, you're going to feel what you want to show up in your life. You're going to feel emotionally attached to this thing. You have to have a burning desire. Yes, a burning desire is that emotional feeling that one has when they are reaching for something they really desire. It's a burning desire inside of you that gives you that feeling that you have to have that. And once you got that feeling that you want to have it, then the next thing is, do I deserve this? Is this something that I really deserve? And believe me, beloved ones, sometimes what you feel you deserve is deep down in the subconscious, so you're not even consciously aware of it. So that's why at all times you should practice being positive and living in high frequency as much as you can, because you want to be able to attract those things you want to do. You want to be at that feeling that you deserve what's coming in your life. Now, and you know, you really need to tap into the understanding that you're a child of God and you were made in the image of God. So knowing with that full understanding, then you know the creator that created you created the whole universal system. And so why would that God force not want you to be able to enjoy the opulence of life based on what it is that you so desire? If you're feeling it in any way not deserving, that's based on some stuff you have created or someone else have created in your life, because the God force that you operate under wants you always to live your best life, to live your highest life, to be as healthy as you can, to be as prosperous as you can, to have a fruitful and blessful relationship. The Creator wants that for you, beloved one, and you don't have to even think about that you have those things when you are in alignment with who you truly, truly are, gods and goddesses here in the flesh. Okay, beloved one? So I want you to go out today. Yes, think positive. Yes, think positive. And yes, feel positive. Feel positive. And most of all, get in touch with what you're deserving and what you're feeling you're deserving. Because if what you're putting out there and you're thinking positive about it, feeling positive about it, but it ain't showing up, it's because it's a little bit deeper down in your subconscious about your deserving. So you need to work on yourself to understand who you are and whom you are, and that will help you begin to understand that you deserve to have the good life. So today I want you to go out with zest and understanding that you are a blessed being, you're blessed and highly favored, and that God is showing his favor on you. So you have no reason not to feel that you deserve what you want to do. So today you're going to put your awareness and conscience on, what do I deserve? What do I really feel about what I think that I want to deserve? Okay? So, beloved one, positive thinking is a good thing, but positive thinking is based on what you're really feeling, okay? That's what makes positive thinking work. So I want to thank you this morning for coming in and tuning in this morning. Like I said, I was sitting in for Reverend Taiwo this morning. I usually don't do the Friday show. But anyway, I'll see you on Sunday at 10 o'clock time, and tune in. We're going to have a busy week next week. We're going to have almost a full book. We're going to have a Sunday show, and we're going to do the daily inspiration show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And also, well, I don't know about Friday. We're going to do a Christmas show and a Christmas Eve program. So stay tuned and just log in on Blog Talk Radio, the Holistic Ministry, and you'll find out what's going on. So let's close with a prayer. Okay? Beloved, mighty I Am present, we give thanks and gratitude this day. Thank you, God, for waking us up this morning, blowing your breath in our bodies and keeping us going. We just ask you to continue to guide us and continue to help us to move in the right direction in our lives. Today, as we go out and feel as if we deserve the things that we so desire, we thank you, God, for giving us full mental capability to believe in ourselves and to have confidence in ourselves, and most of all, to have confidence in our I Am presence. And we come to full recognition who and whom we are in you, God, and that we know that we deserve to live an opulent life. Opulent life. We deserve to live the good life. And so today we'll go with full understanding that we are deserving of that which is for our highest good. And we will stay constantly focused and in tune to our desires and the things that we so desire. So we thank you, God, for this day. You keep us safe, protected. Keep each one of these beloved ones in your white light of protection, mighty I Am. Keep them safe today as they travel about in the world. Protect their physical bodies. Protect their emotional bodies and their I Am present within them. And say yes to all the wonderful and positive things. And so it is. Thank you, beloved ones. See you on Sunday. Alrighty. Bye-bye.